He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ today. We're glad that you have chosen to join us for this week's sermon of the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene. God's Word is full of timeless truths that are relevant to our lives today. Here's this week's message.
This morning, I'll be reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 36 through 48. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet and see that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This is the gospel of our Lord. So before I start my pastor's report, I just wanted to say that is always one of my favorite passages because I think it really shows just how much of a human Jesus was. Because that's what I would do. If I was dead for 3 days and I came back to life, I think one of my first questions would be, "Hey, what do we got to eat?" And so it's always just one of my favorite passages to see Jesus saying, "I'm hungry. What you guys got in the fridge?" But if you turn to page 14, is where I have my pastor's report written. Now, this is the second annual report that I've given, and I still don't know if I'm doing them the way they're supposed to, but I think by now we all know that I've not always done everything the way that I guess I'm supposed to, you know? It is a learning process and a good time to continue to try to speak from my heart to the congregation about who we are and about who I dream that we would be and who I think God dreams that we would be. And so it's fitting to read this during the time of Easter, I think. You know, Easter, as I've said every week that we've ever had during Easter, Easter is not a day, it's a season. It's 50 days long. It's a season of new life and of resurrection and redeemed life. And so I think it's a good time for the church to stop and say, okay, where have we been? And where do we want to go? And so I think it's really fitting that this be read this Easter. And so I will read my report. Since the season of Easter began, I've taken a certain approach to how I've approached my sermons. It's a little redundant there with the word approach. In my notes, they have all appeared under the theme of, quote, new life, end quote. Easter is all about new life and redeemed life and resurrected life. It's a time to rejoice that death does not have the final say. It's a time to rejoice in the fact that Jesus calls us, like Mary Magdalene, to go and spread the good news of the resurrection. It's a time to remember that Mary Magdalene was not incorrect in assuming that Christ was the gardener. He really is restoring his garden. And it's also a time to remember the words that Christ spoke multiple times over his disciples after his resurrection. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Such simple words. but such a powerful statement and blessing. Christ calls us to peace. He calls us to rest secure in Him, no matter the situation surrounding us. If we're honest, I think many of us have asked the question, what's next? And if I'm even more honest, from conversations I've had, many of us have some fears and uncertainties about what's next. That's okay. If you recall my first sermon this Easter season, I spoke of how new life can be a bit frightening as it calls us to something new, something we're not used to, something we may not have seen before. In regards to what's next, I believe Christ is speaking the same words to us as He did to the disciples. Peace be with you. We need not worry about what comes next. We need to continue on faithfully. No matter what things begin to look like, it will be all right if we continue going on in Christ and through Christ and for Christ. However, this does not mean that we do not hope and plan and work towards a goal. After Jesus spoke peace unto His disciples, they did not get to just sit still. They did not get to just stay still from then on out, knowing that peace had been given to them. No. Instead, they were sent out. They were sent in all directions to spread this peace that they had been given. It was not to be kept for themselves, but rather they went out to others and proclaimed to them as well, peace be with you. So we look at where we've been this past year to help us look forward to where we are to go in Christ's guidance this next year. We have been shaped and formed by the liturgy week in and week out. We are being shaped as a Christian people. We have grown spiritually and have journeyed together with one another. This has been good. It has given us comfort and challenge in Christ. Now we must begin to look at how we can take this peace that we have been given and give it away to others. We must begin to think of how we will say to the world around us, peace be with you. It is my challenge to you, the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene, to begin to identify the Nazareth in our life. If you remember, I'm blanking on the disciple, I think it was Nathaniel, that asked the question, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Where is the place that no good in our lives? Where are those places that we need to be present in so that we might minister to our sisters and brothers? I will let you know that I cannot do this alone. I need your help to think of areas where we can journey alongside others. Most of you have been in the greater Portland area longer than I've been living. And so you guys know this place. I need your help in seeing the ways that we can minister to the world around us. So if there is a place that you know needs the peace of Christ, please let me know. And we can begin to think together about how we will reach out together so that they might hear the words from us that have been given to us by Christ. Peace be with you. As I minister to you, it is my hope that you would go from this place to minister to the world. Last week we talked about how we are invited into the broken body of Christ so that we might invite others into the broken body of Christ. There is an old line, and it's true. We are what we eat. We eat and drink the body and blood of Christ, resulting in us being the body of Christ redeemed by His blood, so that our neighbors might hear from us the words, peace be with you. So my report, we have been shaped and conformed to the image of Christ. This formation is not solely for ourselves, though, but rather for the sake of others. We have grown deeper in our roots. Now we must ask some important questions. Where are the others we are to be ministering to? Who are the people God is calling us to invest in? Who are you to be a priest to? Because remember, we are all priests. We are all ministers of the grace of God. we are all to be pouring out this peace upon others. We have been worshiping well, my sisters and brothers, but I believe it is time for us to be intentional about finding those areas in our lives where we can say to our family, our friends, our coworkers, our neighbors, peace be with you. In your bulletins, I've attached a survey that I've asked you to fill out. I'll also include it next week as there's members and other that are part of our family that aren't here today. Included in it are questions about who we can minister to. But there are also included in our questions about who we can minister to, but also included are questions that will help me as a pastor to be a better pastor to you. It is my strong held belief that my job is to minister to the church so that the church might minister to the world. So part of what I'm asking is, I'm asking you to help me know how to minister to you. As I continue to learn what it means to be pastor, I am not solely asking you to learn to say to others, peace be with you. I'm also asking you to help me know how to better say peace be with you to you. It is my hope that we will be a church who is known for saying peace be with you, not only to each other inside these four walls, inside these doors, but also to the world around us, that we might be known as a church that is constantly extending peace and hope to our world. May the world hear from us the words that Christ has poured so abundantly into us. Peace be with you. Humbly submitted, Pastor Brent. And in your bulletins, I will be after you guys for the next couple weeks. You guys don't have to turn these in today. But over the next couple weeks, I want you guys to really think about who are the people that you believe we as the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene are called to minister to. Please be as specific as you can. Who are the people you are called to minister to? I can't answer that question for you. But who are those people in your life that you feel that you are called to reach out to and to be a minister to? Because we are all called to be priests, those that help to bridge the connection between Christ and our fellow humanity. One of the questions is, what do you believe my role as pastor is to be? What does it look like for me to be pastor? And what can I do to better help you to minister to the people you are called to minister to? What is it that I can do to journey alongside you in the ministry that you believe you're being called to? So that is my report.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. We hope this sermon has encouraged you with the gospel of Jesus. More sermons are available online at our website, capenazarene.org. May God bless you abundantly as you serve Him today.